But what I want to look at tonight is the similarities with those that Paul wrote to in the letter to the Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians. And as you study this letter, you'll see a lot of similarities that I believe that we have today. And we're going through Corinthians in our church right now, but we haven't in a while. We've taken a break, but we're probably going back into it in the next couple of weeks. But I see a lot of similarities with that. One thing is, Paul wrote those in Corinthians, the Corinthian people, they had heard the gospel, they had heard the truth, they understood, because Paul was there for a while. Now, he had been gone when he wrote this letter. But they were making much of man and what man was doing. And we see that today a lot. A lot of your buildings and your places today that go may name the name of Jesus, but they make a lot about man instead of about Christ. Not only that, they were following the wisdom of the world, although they knew the truth of what God said about the wisdom of man. And so I think there's some similarities we need to look at. Before we start in talking about this, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Turn to verse 15. But you notice in this verse what Paul's having to do, what's going on. And as I see this, what I also see as we can compare are denominations. In chapter 4, verse 15, it says, "For though ye have 10 struck, yet have many fought. For I have begun the gospel. Therefore I beseech you, be ye followers of me." There's an issue here. You have over 10,000 instructors. Now let's remember, as Paul's written this letter, he has gotten word from this house, okay, where something has gone on and they are not in the same mind, therefore they're not believing the same things that their doctrine would share. Now in 1 Corinthians, the word was not complete yet. There were still gifts that were going on, edify to teach the church. Today, gifts are there's no need for them at all, and those gifts are not here today, or they're deceiving. Because today, the Word is complete. We have the completed Word for our doctrine. So in fairness to these of Corinthians, there was a lot of gifts that were going on to edify the church for their doctrine, to make things that were true. But what was going on at this point, Paul had written back because of what he's heard, and there were those that were not of the same mind. And he was taking examples of different things, as one we'll look at tonight, of baptism with water. Just as an example. Tell you what, go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10 for a good example. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, if you go to verse 10, the Word of God says, "Now we just saw in chapter 4 verse 15, what did he say? I beseech you to be followers of okay, of chapter one. I beseech these brethren, Woody. So he says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak, be known among you, that ye be perfectly together, same." And how important to be a body of believers. And this is why it's important when you leave tonight or any other night or from wherever you worship or wherever you study your Word, to make sure the man that's behind the pulpit or the man that's teaching is sharing the truth. Because we need to be of the same mind. We need to prove by what the Scripture says whether something's right or not. Well, what did we read in chapter 4? There were over 10,000 instructors, and Paul's making a beseechment. He's saying, "I implore you to be followers of me as he was of Christ." So there's an issue in this letter, and the issue you're going to see as we read this was these people who had known the truth started following those things of man and making what men important. If you're going to find anything else, it would be the cross, thing that is the most important for our gospel today. Now, I'm going to tell you what, you can look at churches today all across the place. A lot of people, churches, fraternities, or clubs, if they're not sharing the truth. Because that's what they would be. What they're doing, program across the cross, they're making rules or religion more important than the cross. Cross of Christ. Notice what, back to verse 18. By our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be divisions among you, but that ye be perfect together and in judgment. It hath been declared, something's going on here. And he says, for it hath been declared unto me of you, by continue. Tensions among you. Now this, if you saith, I am of Paul, and Christ. Is Christ divided? Paul crucified in the name of Paul? I thank God ties, but Christ, lest it say that I had baptized mine own. Now, let's remember, it's not that Paul had done something wrong. He was doing those things that he was called to do. His urge was filled. And there's still gifts, things that they were doing, right? The issue was making much of, and it was to see the cross. The most important. If you go on to verse 16, he says, and I also the house of Stephanus, besides, as Dinia, for Christ baptized the God, evidently must not have anything to do with the gospel, because he says, "I was sent not to baptize, but." So the gospel that Paul preached here also must have been very different than the gospel of the kingdom that the other apostles preached, right? In the gospels, because he clearly says here, but to preach the good news. It was the good news of what Christ had done by the very thing that we trust in, nothing of ourselves, of Him dying for us on the cross, forgiving us for our sins, being resurrected, died, buried, and risen again, conquering death which we deserved. Okay? And so, when he says in verse 16, and I baptized also the house of Stephanus, besides I know not whether I baptized any other, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, what's this say? Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. You know what happens when man shares with you things that he thinks are important that has nothing to do with the Word of God? It makes the cross of Christ of none effect. It takes away the very gospel by which we're saved. And the issue was, is not that Paul or Apollos or others were doing things wrong, but they were making much of what was going on and what they had done, so much so it would shadow the cross, the very thing that was important. In verse 18 it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. See, the problem with this group of people is that they knew the truth, but the cross had been shadowed by religion, by wisdom of man, or what you would say today, I would call it worldly lusts. Even in your buildings today, all across America, or on Sunday morning or Saturday or whatever, the issue today is the wisdom of man a lot of times. Or it's what's going on making much of their program, okay, shadowing the cross, and it's worldly lust. A lot of times when we think of worldly lust, we think of people out in the world that have nothing to do with the Word of God, or that don't ever mention the name of Christ. Well, let me tell you what, there's as much worldly lust that mention the name of God every day that shadow the cross. They make much to do about everything else, and they shadow the cross. The very thing that we're made a minister of, right? So others can know. So today I would call it religion. Well, let's face it, today in buildings all over the South, people are there and they call it church. They are entertained. The most important thing is typically always shadowed. I can remember, I can go back 5 or 6 years ago, and I tell you, we had probably the best singing or the best programs that you could ever find anywhere, and we worked really hard at it as I was part of that group in that church. And I'm telling you, the cross of Christ was shadowed every week. Every week. They are shadowed by clubs. The cross of Christ is shadowed by groups. It's shadowed by concerts and other things. Not that any of them, don't get me wrong, none of those are bad. Some of those are not bad things at all. I love music. I love being a part of a group. I think there are some programs out there that are really good. But when they make much of it over the cross, we have a problem. I mean, they have their place, but today, I have found out, they are as important, or if we're not careful, they become as important as the cross. They're placed as what you would call the motivation of the reason you go. When the cross of Christ is not the motivation, we're missing something. Today, man seeks after human viewpoint. They seek after human wisdom. And these are the things that they bring, or what happens is human wisdom and human viewpoint starts to manifest and it becomes stronger than the cross of Christ. So we can't shadow that is most important, which is the gospel. The wise consider what the Word says, right? If we're wise, we consider what the Word says. Okay? The wise will not consider the words of someone else as the authority. Today, all over America, there are people following the authority of man. Unless the man being followed speaks the Word of God, the follower is just as a fool. The Corinthian people were impressed with man. The same as today, not just those that are away from church, but there's just as many that are in churches today. More than God's wisdom, they're following man. They were even following believers as though they were someone. If you see that in if you go back to chapter 1 and notice what Paul says in verse 14. I'm sorry, back up verse 12. Now this I say, that every one of you saith, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? And you see, what we see here is, Paul uses this example here of baptism. See, baptism was being taught, and it was clouding them more than the gospel. They were shadowing the cross of Christ here in the Corinthian letter. It had become that which was important more than the cross of Christ. They were focused on the man and the ritual. Paul here wants to turn them toward what? Toward the cross. That's now what was important. If you go to verse 17 in chapter 1, it says, For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, notice what it says here, very important, it is the power of God. Now what do you believe people would say today if you ask them what they believe the power of God is? Just look around. Just flip through the TV channels. I'm telling you, they believe so many other things are the power of God that are not the power of God. I'm telling you, if you walked up to people tomorrow and just took a poll and said, now what do you believe is the power of God? You would probably get 100 different answers or 100 different other examples of how God manifested Himself in some different way when we know clearly that it's through His Word and the power is through the cross. We knew that because the Word says it. He says, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Well, what if you ask somebody how the power of God was manifested today? What do you think people would say? Think about it. The charismatic movement would throw all kinds of examples and ways to you. They would. Many would put their value towards outward emotions of what has happened. And they would say that was the power of God. But the Word of God says that the power of God is the cross. And to those that are saved that know the power of God, know it's of the cross. So you can see where Paul had an issue where they were making much about man and who they were and who they were baptized by and all these things. And by the way, if you study the Corinthian letter, there's a lot more going on than just water baptism, but there were other things. Now can you see in chapter 4, we read in verse 15, Paul says, "Be ye followers of me." They had come to a point that Paul had been gone for about a year and a half, and now they had over 10,000 instructors teaching them their way. That's a lot. Over 10,000 sharing their way of what they think, more than likely. And there was a problem. What did it do? It shadowed the cross, which is the very power of God, amen, which saves man's soul. They were taking away the gospel. Now they had an excuse, I guess, more than we would, but they had no excuse because they knew the truth. We know the Word wasn't complete yet in Corinthians, and there were still things that were going on that had to be done. There were still revelations that Paul would see. But the Word today is complete. It's clear we can get our truth straight from the Word of God, but yet man today is more interested in what other men think and what moves them instead of the truth being important. Well, what does the Word say? Verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but to us which are saved is the power of God." Well, that's pretty simple to think of if you look around today, because you talk to people about the cross today that have nothing to do with Christ, and I'm telling you, they will think, well, that's foolishness. How in the world could the cross do anything? It's what many would say today. A man hanging on a cross looks foolish to the world, wouldn't it? But Paul, what did he do? He gloried in it. Paul gloried in the cross, just as we should. You see, the world puts their faith in what they see. You can go to a bookstore today or anywhere to be a better person, or you can watch through TV, and I'm going to tell you what, you can tell by looking at me, I've not bought many of those diet things to make you lose weight or anything, because they don't work. But people will put their all in it. What happened over the past month, and just thought about it, is they were claiming the end of the world, and there was something in the news the other day, the lady gave up everything she had to this man. And I'm still here, so I can promise you, it didn't happen. Okay? But people put their stock in stuff that they see and in stuff they believe in. Well, when you're saved and you trust that the cross did it all and you know that it's the power of God and we glory in the gospel of Christ, we glory in the cross, what do? Why can we do that? Well, we don't put our faith in what we see. Right? The world says it's foolish. But the book says that's where the power lies. We don't put our faith in things that we see. We put our faith in the Word of God. Faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. So we can see where the world would say that it's foolish. These of Corinth were impressed by human viewpoint or human wisdom about spiritual things. What would spiritual things be? Those of Corinth were still following those that many of the Jews that didn't believe Jesus was the Messiah, and they were still following the law. But more than that, they were following the Greeks and their mythology and their idol worship, and they were bringing them into the church. They were full of emotion. They were full of things that would shadow the cross. If anything besides what Scripture says rightly, then it will always have man doing something in order to get to God. It puts value in what a person can do. It shadows the cross. It seems right to man, right? Best example we can give around here is baptism by water. I sat in churches for years where it just seemed right. Going to the altar asking for forgiveness for something that's already been paid for. It seemed right. That's how we were raised, to trust in the wisdom of man who himself didn't study the Scriptures rightly. And so you can see the domino effect of how this world gets to, can't you? It goes all the way back to the Corinthian letter. But it shadows the cross. If a man can say, well, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, I must be right, then it shadows the cross. What does the Word say about man who puts value in religious things? Well, the Word tells us without the cross, without Jesus Christ and what He did, that we are helpless, right? That's what the Word says. The Word says that your righteousness is as what? Filthy rags. That's right. The Word says you have nothing to bring to God. But the world wants to make you feel like you have everything that you can do to get to God. So that's why we see that the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. That's why we see that the world believes the cross as being foolish. Because they don't meet. What gives you everything is what the world thinks as foolish. And that's the cross of Christ. That's what we should glory in. Amen? It should be clear. Could a human ever have come up with that on his own? The cross of Christ? There's no way. Think about it. What did man come up with? Membership. Look, go to the bookstore and just look at the titles. How you can be a better person. How you can do that. He puts all the stuff in man to motivate man. Right? It takes more to join a church than to be saved, doesn't it? It becomes about what you can bring to God. It becomes about religion. And those are all those things that today, if we're not careful, will shadow the cross every time. I mean, I don't believe anybody could have been any more knowledgeable or known more truth than the Apostle Paul. He received the revelation of the mystery. And what did he preach? The cross of Christ. But today we want to be awed by man's diction and by his seminary and by things that, you know what they do? They shadow the cross of Christ. There's nothing wrong with being smarter. There's nothing wrong with studying. But the most important thing we can do is make sure it's backed up by the Word of God. If we claim that to be the truth. And that's what I encourage you to do. If you read the verse, it's clear. It's the cross is the power of God unto salvation. But almost all my life, I heard from the pulpit and from classrooms of what I always needed to do. And I tell you what, I can make people think I did them all the time. When the whole time I looked in the mirror, I knew it wasn't enough. Makes you tired. It'll wear you out. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. Another good verse to look at is 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Look at verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because why? They are spiritually discerned. He can't even know them. A lot of people today that teach our kids or teach many people in the school systems or everywhere else, but you know what? Spiritually, they're discerned. And they'll shadow the cross every time. That's why it's important that we share the cross. That we make much of the cross. Because a lot of times those we put our trust in are spiritually discerned. What would be more important? The people in this letter were becoming a people that evidently started compromising after they knew the truth. They started compromising with the world. They were just like the Jews in times past. After knowing the truth, the Jews started following what? Back when judgment was immediate then, you would see, what did Christ promise for the Jews, for Israel? That if you bless, then you'll be blessed. But if not, you'll be cursed, right? And what was going on with the Jews in times past? They started following the precepts of man. They were told, don't have anything to do with the Gentiles. Don't have anything to do with anybody else. Right? And they were intermingling. They were unequally yoked. They started following the precepts of man. What would happen every time? They'd be cursed. That's exactly, in today's dispensation, what was going on here in the Corinthian letter. I believe it's exactly what goes on today. They were just like the Jews in times past. The Jews did it with the world after God clearly told them not to. Now the Gentiles were with the Jews and the Greeks, and you had denominations all over the place believing everything and shadowing the cross. Over 10,000 instructors. If you go to 1 Corinthians, look at chapter 1, verse 19. Notice what's said. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? See, the wisdom of the world says you have value, doesn't it? The wisdom of the world will tell you you have value because they usually want something from you. They want to make you feel good. They say, you can do something about it. You have something to offer, is what the wisdom of the world will tell you. It shadows, shadows, shadows the cross every time. God makes what the world or religion says that you can do foolish. He even does it through the work of the cross. Man could have never come up with anything like that. Man would have always told you what you need to do. And God makes that foolish. And He takes a cross. And it's the power of God which saves your soul. Of what Christ did. The cross says that you have nothing to offer to God. It says you're helpless. The cross says you are a sinner and destined for hell. But in verse 21 of 1 Corinthians it says, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It what? Pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Notice what pleased God. This is a great picture of what I would call free will. Okay? God, no doubt God is in all powerful. God is in total control, right? But He also displays free will here in this verse. He says, For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Notice, though, that it pleased Him that by the foolishness of preaching, the cross, it would save them that believe. Doesn't that kind of do away with Calvinism? Kind of just takes it right out of the way, doesn't it? Because it's about them that believe. Right? Believe in what? Believe in nothing of themselves and everything of the cross, which was the finished work of Christ. Verse 21 says, and let's look at verse 21 through 23. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ, what? crucified under the Jews a stumbling block and under the Greeks foolishness. Well, why was it a stumbling block to the Jews? Well, think about it. Go back in times past. They were going about to establish what? Their own righteousness, weren't they? That was their goal, to establish their own righteousness. They were following the law. Christ crucified would be a stumbling block to them. They want to live the law out to themselves. They wanted to stand before God as a nation and say, "We did it." So much so, they didn't even believe Jesus was the Messiah. They were caught up in shadowing their own Messiah. They would say that Christ. They would say that Christ was their Messiah. They didn't say that at all. They said, "Cursed is every man that hangeth on a tree." And what did they do? It's exactly what they did. Well, to the Greeks, it says it was foolishness. It still is today. Teachers today, what do? They'll laugh at the subject of making much of the cross, won't they? Professors, they don't profess it, do they? Ask historians about the power of the cross. Just ask historians about it. They'll shadow it every time. It's so much more than history, and you can't study the cross as history. It is, there's history, but it can't be studied just as history. It's the power of God. Right? In verse 24 it says, "But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." Those who are called, those are believers. We look at the world as fools and Christ as the power. Verse 25, "Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is stronger than man." See, we have a wisdom that the world can't have. They're spiritually discerned, right? It's through the crucifixion that we know it. It's wisdom a non-believer doesn't have. What does a non-believer do? They may name the name of Christ, but they work, 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 and they never realize it's the cross of Christ. They never realize it. They believe they're a believer. There's many that are non-believers also that believe there's another way or there's another thing. And there's not. Verse 26, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called." Notice the key here. Not many wise men, what's it say? After the flesh, right? It says not many mighty. You would say not many mighty after the flesh, right? Not many noble after the flesh. You can put after the flesh for every bit of that. Are called. What does man trust in? The flesh. It doesn't mean that they weren't preached the gospel to, does it? It doesn't mean that they were not called, does it? Those who believe the power of cross, it is those who responded to the word, the gospel of Christ, the gospel of the cross of Christ. To not know the gospel, to not know about the power of God, the cross, is to not know Christ at all. It's to be foolishness. It's to consider the cross as foolishness. I'm thankful that there's a body of believers that make a lot to do about the cross of Christ. And as a body of believers, to be in the same mind, we need to make sure that we make that the most important thing every time. Look, there's nothing wrong with enjoying different things in life and doing different things. But for it to shadow the cross of Christ would be a total failure as a ministry. Amen? Let's pray. Father, we thank You tonight for Your Word and Your truth. May we make much about the cross of Christ. May we glory in the fact of what You did, knowing that we were helpless without it. May we be reminded of Your power by the cross, knowing that You saved us, and we trust completely in that and not anything of man. And may we be reminded in the Scripture to never let it shadow. May the cross of Christ stand out more than anything else. We give you all the glory in your name, we pray.